Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, our interview segment of Spiritual Breakfast. Let's welcome our Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib Hafidhahullah. Remember the date, today is the 9th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa, other areas of the world, the 10th. And it's corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 10th of March 2025. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, jazakallahu khairan wa nazaid.
Gee, our topic today is on a few issues. One is Taraweeh, and then we'd speak about Fidya and Fitra. Mufti Sahib, the first question we have here is on Taraweeh. The Imam was leading the witr after Taraweeh and he forgot to say Allahu Akbar for Kunut, but he went into Ruku. The Muqtadis, they stood in Qiyam and they said Allahu Akbar to remind the Imam. The Imam then got up from Ruku and froze with his hands down. Then he made Salam to break the Salah. What should the Imam have done?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A simple answer to this, because the Imam broke the Salat, so everybody must repeat it. The Imam repeated, the people repeated. So there's a short answer. So what should be done in that case there? So according to the Hanafis, we know that the Imam will read normally Surah Fatiha in the third rakat, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Then we'll say Allah Akbar, raise his hands, everything, and then remain silent, and everybody reads the Dua Qunut. So then, and then he continued his Salat. But obviously we are human beings, we all can make mistakes. So now instead of that, he went into Qul Huwallahu Ahad, he went into Ruku, you see. So that now, then what he should have done, he should have carried on the Salat and made Sajdah. So that was the right thing for him to do. Not to go backwards, he should have gone forward and just perform Sajdah so, and that should compensate for the mistake deficiency in the Salat. But he got maybe so confused and all that people, all, you know, making Allah Akbar, Subhanallah, whatever. So he just froze and broke the Salat, and I'm sure then they repeated it. But what he should have done is that he should have performed the Sajdah so, and then the Salat, everything is valid, then there's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, what are the Masnoon Surahs to read in Witr?
Obviously, that when we study Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Seerah and Sunnah and so forth, then we find that the Master alayhi salatu wasalam normally would read Subbihisma Rabbikal A'la, Suratul A'la as it is called, and remember second rakat, Qul Huwal Kafirun, and thereafter in the third rakat, Qul Huwallah. Therefore, you will see the Imams of the Haram. Like yesterday, I came just to see if everything is fine. Then I heard him. Once I hear them reading Subbihisma, then I go away because I have to only start my Taraweeh that time. And that is already about 9 o'clock, you know. So because where I go, Isha is late, you know. So it's 8:20 by the time you finish your Sunnat Nafil. And then you go park the car, come here, check everything, speak to the engineer and so forth. And then listen a little bit to the Taraweeh and so forth. So yesterday was 2 days, so like that. So you must remember that I know that everyone I heard so far, you know, so I don't hear every time, but everyone I heard, that they all read some Subbihisma in the first rakat and so forth. Not that it's a must, but definitely it's a sunnah. So Subbihisma, Qul Huwal Kafirun, and Qul Huwallah. So that is the best. If you don't know, you read any surah, you must remember. I remember in Heidelberg, you know, that my Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, so because people are tired, you must remember, 20 Isha, then 20 Rakat Taraweeh, Witr. Now when you come there to the ending, you know, So what he would do, he would read like this. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. Like that, you see? Those 2, 3, 4 verses. Then second rakat, ulaika ashabul maymana. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا هُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ نَارٌ مُؤْصَدَةٌ Second rakat. Then third rakat, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ or إِنَّا عَطَيْنَا or sometimes to read, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُؤْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَّخَبِيرٌ Every week just 3, 4, 3, 4, let it finish. So now that also is jais, but sunnat is that what I mentioned.
Mufti Sahib, the general public do not understand the meaning of the Quran Sharif, so how do they remain with concentration?
Remember before you start your salat, so you should read these du'as and so forth. Therefore, I tell the imams also, you're speaking of Taraweeh, one thing I notice is that, you see, we have a lot of weaknesses in our systems, And in year in, year out, he just carries on, understood. Now, the imam, he read Isha Salat, okay? So after that, then he made dua, whatever. Then 2 rakats. I must still see a masjid in South Africa, where they give you a chance to read 4 rakats Salat, understood? So that properly I'm reading, speaking about, So I just finished 2 rakats and I see, the Taraweeh starts, understood? Sometimes you still busy with tashahud and durood and salawat and so it means they read 2 and they start. So why we don't, it's supposed to be Ramadan, give the people chance, they can, it's a matter of 2 minutes, 5 minutes, nobody will die or anything. So that's one islah. Yeah, I like the word Hazrat Mohana Ibrahim Devla Sahib uses. Ye baate qabile islah hai. You see that? Ye cheeze qabile islah hai. So we must make islah in it, bring about reform. So if we are really من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا then we will read it 4 rakats, tell the people read 2 rakat nafil salat, make intention, salatu shukr, salatu tawbah, we all are sinners, thank Allah for all his bounties, salatu al-hajat, we got million needs and so forth and so, the ummah got million, billion, zillion needs, so like that, electricity is cut off in Gaza, so I mean all they should bother us, So like that you must remember. But I don't see, not one masjid I found that they accommodate for, Hey, 2 rakats, Allah Akbar. Then the real issue is this. Now when Taraweeh start, one brother is here, one is here, one is playing outside, this, that. When I go here to the Khanka, I come out, I see so many guys, some guys are smoking, some guys got their own soccer match going on. Some guys are laughing and joking, and then the other day I asked the guys, the children, youngsters, so how's the Taraweeh going on? Taraweeh is inside the masjid, they're all outside. That one youngster said, our Taraweeh is going on sharp, you understood? So he knew what he meant and I knew what he meant, you see. They're messing around, they're outside, it means it's going on sharp. But they tell the parents, we're going to read Taraweeh, but they're all outside, you understand? Like that it is. So the point I want to make is this, Imam starts, Allahu Akbar and Alhamdulillah. So before you start your first Salat, before you start your Taraweeh Salat, at least make these 2, 3 announcements. One, stow, aytadilu, safed durus farmale, straighten the rows, all that. That is part of our Sharia, just carry on. Second one, tell the people before first Salat, before Taraweeh Salat, switch off your cell phones. Understood? And so forth. So at least you can concentrate and you ask about concentration. So you see, nothing. Hey, just carry on, you must remember. And somebody's phone is ringing. One chap is sitting there, one is here, one is outside. So at least if we use this, inshallah, it gives tawfiq that we can make our row straight and Allah will unite the hearts and all that. It's very important, But you just carry on. So let that 2, 3 things are really qabil islah. So, and teach the people, teach the readers also. Because sometimes we get, myself I get confused, you get confused. And you know that especially with a hafiz and so forth, you begin, mutashabihat come. So, the du'as we should read before we read our individual salat, before starting our first salat behind the imam, read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal walahan. Walahan is the shaitan. that it troubles us for our wudu. You see, hadith in Tirmidhi, inna lil wudu shaytanan yuqalu lahu walahan. You see. So he'll, in salat, he'll bring all these thoughts. You waswisu fi sudurina. You didn't wash your elbow properly. You didn't wash your ankle properly. You didn't make masaf. All funny thoughts. So we must have the antidote. So we ask Allah's protection from all this. One. Two, the one that troubles us inside salat, whilst we are reading, the hadith is sahih, Muslim Sharif, and that shaitan's name is Khinzab. Khinzab. So ask Allah protection from that. And then you read behind the imam also. So now remember, if you're the Shafi and all that, you must read Surah Fatiha. This is another weakness. Yesterday they told me in the masjid, our ulama from Cape Town come. So now they're reading Isha or Maghrib or what behind the imam. They say what these imams are doing, you must not write. They just read, you understand, three times Subhanallah, four times, then the third rakat of Maghrib, or third, fourth rakat. So we, the Shafis, don't even get chance to read Surah Fatiha. Now, how you justify all these kind of things? Understood? I mean, you're not all Hanafis now. The whole South Africa has changed, you must remember. Before, 50 years ago, you could say Transvaal, Natal, Hanafis. Cape Town, Cape Province, Shafis. Now it's no more like that. Everywhere is all mixed up. Now you as the imam, so you must accommodate that. For them, the Shafis and them to read Surah Fatiha is first in every rakat. So we must understand. So we tell the people they must read this Surah Fatiha. And this. So now the imam doesn't read. He just learned the masla, the Hanafis, Insha Asakata, wa Insha Asabbaha, wa Insha Akara. So he just read three Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. I mean, now that is not right. So you must remember these things. Yeah. One is mukhalif of sunnah. Second one is against the mazhab of the Shafi'is and all of them. The third one, you must remember that again, you're looking for such a hila and loophole and all. So, I mean, what's all these ahadith of swallu kamar aytu muni uswalli and all that, you know. So like that we must be. So we must accommodate people. You must remember this type of things.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to cut the durood and only read the shahood at the end of every two rakats?
Not permissible that. So you just read the shahood and then you make salam of Tarawih. Your salat is null and void according to Imam Shafi and them. According to Imam Shafi and them, to read salawat is also farz. You must remember that. You see, yesterday in Q&A, I was mentioning this. A big problem our ashab, our arbab, our people, the ulama will have to look at is, understood, this business that we got our Darul Ulooms here in the Transvaal area, Gauteng area. We got it in the Natal area. But primarily it is Hanafi. And we teach our students only Hanafi Masla. Everything Shafi is all this, Rafu Yadayin and our Qiraat Khalf al-Imam and this and all. But we don't go into the depth of it. If you ask majority that what is the ruling of salawat in salat for the Shafi, majority will know. You don't understand? So it's first, it's compulsory. So you must remember that. And according to Hanafi, it's sunnat muakkada. So according to what you are saying, you just read the shahud and you made salam. So you're getting a sin according to Hanafis. And according to Shafis and their mambalis and all of them, your salat is null and void. You see, that's why even yesterday's Q&A, I was trying to impress, we fool ourselves that we understood the Sharia when we understood one mazhab only. We only understand Hanafi mazhab. Or if in Cape Town, Kimberley, and we understand Shah, and so much that we start thinking we big alamas and Shaykhul Islam and big ulama. How can you be? You don't even know the basic terminology of the Maliki fiqh, of the Hanbali fiqh, and this. They don't even know the name properly. What are you talking? If you ask what is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, they say Ahmad bin Hanbal is wrong. It's Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal. So if you don't even know that, then what are we talking about? So therefore, you see Mufti Rafi Usmani, he passed away 2-3 years ago, whatever. So one time he came to South Africa. He was very upset with our Darul Ulooms. You understood? He said, where you guys come with this? The guy finished Dora, maybe got good numbers, the marks. So now he say, ha, Darul Iftah mein Darul. After 1 year, Mufti ban gaya. After 2 years, he never taught in his life and he's a Mufti. How you make a Mufti like that? I mean, it's a joke. You must remember these type of things here. We're fooling ourselves. So therefore, we really need to look at our system. We must remember that. That you must have a system where you teach the Hanafi students, Hanafi fiqh through the Hanafi kitabs. Teach the Shafi'is, Shafi fiqh through the Shafi kitabs. Allama Nawawi's kitab, you see. And teach the Malikis, Al-Mudawwanatul Kubra, or the other famous kitabs and so forth. Teach the Hanbali students, you understand. This is an excellent book I got. I still remember 1982, my father passed away in Ramadan, you know. And then mother iddat, all that. So I promised my mother that I will take her, you understand, for Ramadan. So the next year. So 81 Ramadan, we were free. You understand, Ramadan was Darul Madan working, a holiday, Newcastle. 82 also was holiday, you see, Ramadan. And that's the year my father. So it was good for me that 81, we went to Stenger, the last 10 days, like the last week. Hazrat Sheikh was there, Nawar Allah Al-Qadr. And then 82, my father passed away. So it was good for me because my brothers all married, this. I was married, but now nobody is staying with my mother. So I could stay with her. She needed their support, you know. Father passed away, and then otherwise she's alone. So that was. Then 83 came, Mahasema said, Rahimahullah, no, this year Ramadan we're teaching. So then I said, hey, Damal. So I remember I wrote a proper application. Then I stood, I said that I have to take my mother and us and all that. So Alhamdulillah, Maulana was very soft, you know. And that, so he told me, okay. And he paid me also. So you must remember, whatever the wages was, but they paid me also. So that was 83, our first graduation, you know, of the ulama. 73 the alum started and 83 was the first graduation. 7 ulama graduated. From that 7, 4 already passed away. So Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus.
Amen.
So when I used to go there, so whenever I used to go to Haram, I used to walk around and I sat in the durus to see which sheikh is like really now teaching properly and all. He then ran just about this Wahhabis and about this and Bidati. I'm not interested in that, you know. You want to learn real things, just come tell us this is haram and this is, I'm not interested in that. You know, they are normal things. So I wanted to learn from. So there was one sheikh, Sheikh Salih al-Balayhi. So he's not a famous sheikh, but he had a lot of ulum, there's no doubt, you know. So then I should sit in his daras, then I should go ask him questions. Then, you know, by that time now we had to do with himmat also, you know. So, because you can't just go talk nonsense, they'll just chase you away. Sometimes they have the police, some, but not so strict that time. So, but you must know what you're speaking. So I told him, Sheikh, you know, we stay in Junubi Africa, we're very far from the Marrakesh, the Islamia, the books of. So you see, you want books? I said, yeah. He said, come with me. I said, I'm just giving you one example. You don't understand? So now he took me, then he gave me a book. Till today, I refer to it. The book's name is Al-Salsabil fi Ma'rifati Dalil. Al-Salsabil fi Ma'rifati Dalil by Sheikh Saadi Balayhi. You see, this is 1983, 40 years ago. You see, so this time. So now, the book is Hanbali book. But inside there, at the bottom, he writes the other mazahib. You understand? And other mazahib is 3, and he must put something about Ibn Taymiyyah or Ibn Qayyim and them. So you're learning so many things from there. And most of the time I notice what he quotes is correct. Meaning when he quotes, for example, the Hanafi mazhab or Maliki, or sometimes, you know, maybe not the, but generally it's there. So you see, so we must try and impress on our students that these are the books we have to refer to. But our students, majority, never even heard the name. You know what I'm saying? I gave you the other day. I say, you go and ask our youngsters, ask them, you know, there's a book called Bulughul Maram. What's this book? Then you will see. But we say we did Dora and all this type of thing. Subhanallah, we hamdi, Subhanallah, Azim. But you don't know Bulughul Maram. Now, how you justify that? I mean, this is a basic book on a hadith. In the Arab world, they make the students by heart the whole book. the mutton and all, you know. Now they're very strict, they make them by heart, the sahabi and all. But at least the mutton is very important, you see. So we really need to re-look at this whole thing. The rooms we need, we make dua for them, the service they rendered, everything good. But we can't stagnate. We have to, now we're teaching about the Mu'tazilas and about those people, they all died already, you understand? Today the 101 new challenges. If you go there, one day I was in a madrasa, I asked, Ma hiya sahyuniya? In Arabic I asked, 50 students, not one new. So what you learning? You understand? If you don't even know what is sahyuniya, so what you know when you go in the outside world? If you ask Ma hiya al-almaniya, you will find majority, they never even heard the word. You must remember that. So you have to learn what is secularism, Almaniya, Maya Sahyuniya, Zionism, Maya Raksumaliya, capitalism, you see. So we have to. So we must teach Quran tafsir, we must teach Ulumul Quran, we must teach tafsir hadith, we must teach Ulumul Hadith, we must teach fiqh. But in the fiqh, we must teach al-fiqh al-madhaib al-arba. And if they don't want to learn, then at least the fiqh, for example, a guy from Malaysia or Indonesia or where, we know there is fiqh al-Shafi'iyya. So they must learn fiqh al-Shafi'iyya from a Shafi book. You can't be teaching them from a Hanafi book and all that. There's Hidayah and all of them, they give Shafi mazhab. So many places is not correct. It's a weak code of the Shafi'is and all that. So how can you learn the mazhab of somebody else through the Hanafi book? Or you take a Shafi book and you want to learn the Hanafi school? I mean, this is injustice. It is reality knowledge, if you ask me. We're not being honest, you know, and this level of things. Yeah. So like that. So now, same thing with the Taraweeh and all that. I am asking you, if you have the big sheikh, the big imam, whatever, the senior person, what will it cost us to tell the youngsters, you know, that before you start the 20 rakats, just say stow, say safed durus farmaj. You know your crowd, whether they speak Arabic, whether they speak Urdu, whether they speak English, and you just say one, two words like that. So you yourself will get the reward, and you will see the rows and all will be 100% straight, inshallah. And then switch off the cell phones and all that. Because our cell phones are ringing. And you know Taraweeh time, how much concentration is required and so forth. You see? So we must learn deen in such a manner that we can answer the current challenges. Now what we are doing, we are learning deen and we're speaking about how to solve the problems of 500 years ago, 300 years. But those people died, it's finished, it's history. And this modern terminology, Morana, be honest, what I told you now, this terminology, did you know all this terminology? Be honest about it.
Before.
Yeah, before. See. We never knew, you see. Now you sit with us, we teach you something, that's why I give you some books also. So we don't know. So when we say that our syllabus needs a bit of changing, this is what we mean. How are you going to solve the problem when you don't even understand the definition of it? So that is where we are lacking. And we start with our Taraweeh, we start with this, lot of things there. See for the children, yes, running around. Jumma time. Sometimes you will see the crowd outside is more than inside the masjid. But if you ask the guy why, he said, this Maulana talk the same thing. Hardly anybody addresses the current issue. Yesterday, when I was in Durban, he's telling me that you're the only person. You speak about Gaza, you speak about what's going on. Yeah, others come tell us all these other things. You understand? So we have to learn the current affairs, and then not we must just speak of current. Bring it in light of Quran Sharif, in light of Sunnah Mubarakah, and how we can solve the problem. You understand? So that is what we must do. But now, if we say, no, this guy wants to become a modernist, I want to change the syllabus. What you talking, you must remember. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, to fight the Mu'tazilites and that, he even go learn the whole I'tizal. Then he took them on. You must remember that. the Muslim Imam. Now we want to fight challenges with the Shias or Qadianis, but we don't even know when Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani died. If you ask, you know Shia, tell me the 12 Imams by heart. I don't know. So how are you going to fight them? So you must remember this type of things there. So that is so there are big deficiencies nowadays. You see, another thing is, I mean, we need to be honest, you know. What has happened nowadays, Shaykh Abu Hasan Nadwi wrote about this so many years ago. So you must remember that he passed away in 1990, you understand? 1999 he passed away. I was there in the Haram 1999, Friday, Ramadan, all that. They read Salatul Janaza. He passed away in India, but in Makkah, Medina, they read Salatul Janaza, Ghaibun. So the point here we're making is this, that how can we maintain our legacy and everything, but we can take up the modern day challenges also. So like that it is, we have to. See now, Aga Khan died. The BBC and West, I heard myself on BBC, they say that for the Aga Khani Muslims, their leader died. You see, So they play it like that to make them, these guys are also Muslims. So where we started and where we ended. But anyway, there's somebody who benefited a little bit.
Jazakumullah khairan to all our listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah.